I just heard about this new drug that makes you happy. I just want to say, fuck happy!
Please accept this one tanduli.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated, Mr. Down.
Podcasting live from the beautiful Dogwater Studios and my goddamn birthday. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I'm happy to be here with you all. I've got my podcast mates. There's Pat, there's Josh, there's Nick and Rick and Kim, and we've got Helena, Empress of the Impossible.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hot damn!
Fucking
it's
Michael
good to be
Jordan,
back.
Baby.
This is so exciting.
Welcome back, Helena.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you.
Helena or
thank
Helena?
Helena.
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 Yes.
Empress
Helena,
of the Impossible. It.
Princess of the Paranormal and Mistress of Mental Mysteries, and it's so great to be back.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Welcome
I
back.
Get. I remember
podcast
one
legend.
Of those at a time.
Okay.
Princess of the something.
Princess of the Paranormal.
Paranormal.
I like it. I like it.
You were supposed to be
it's
on with
been...
the great and amazing Felipe Indejo, but
yes.
In, because Felipe Indejo can't make it, we get to hear unreleased One Ton Dooley tracks.
There we
That's
go.
Right.
I mean, and it's an EP, so it's like you're going to hear most of it.
And right.
We're like. It's a birthday party episode. We need
yes.
a party band.
Woo!
Felipe Indejo. Oh, he can't make it. Who's, shit. Who's other? Who else is a party band? Our band.
Our
yeah,
band.
Yeah,
we sure. are kind of just, well, we're an angry party band.
Are we angry?
Well, we've got, angry. We have some angry socio-political songs that I hope we share.
Oh, yeah,
this
like
evening.
We're against happiness.
Our brand
yeah,
new. We,
just like
we
that
have a.
Opener.
I want to play the brand newest one that we wrote in the studio or okay. around the studio time.
But first of all, whose birthday is it?
Mine.
It's Rory's birthday.
It's Rory's.
Yes.
It will soon be my birthday.
Congratulations,
and it will
Rory.
Soon be Rick's
and
birthday.
My
and
birthday.
On the day
Did
of Mary Anarchy, it was Mary's birthday.
That's
yes.
true.
And Marsha, Jenny's mom. It was
her birthday
as well.
Oh, no
it
shit.
Was Marsha's birthday.
I don't mean
yeah.
by
that's
long,
weird.
But next week will be my birthday episode, too.
No,
there are so
this.
Many
the
Sagittarius.
The Christmas episode nice. Is your best.
Yes, in the show.
Our parents were really horny in the spring.
It's an infestation
I mean,
of Sagittarius.
I actually know this for a fact that I am a St. Patrick's Day baby.
There you go.
St. Patrick's
Perfect.
Day party.
Yep.
I don't know if that's related to my name or not. And neither do my parents.
There was just enough green beer for you to get born.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my September baby is going to figure out one of these days that he was absolutely a New Year's Eve baby.
Oops.
Yeah. Maybe Christmas Eve, something.
Yeah,
somewhere in that week of it doesn't matter.
Valentine's
it's Yule.
Day, baby.
Fuck it, it's Yule. I love that week. It's the one between Christmas and New Year's that doesn't count.
Ah, yes.
Kim, I've been Hi. Meaning to tell you that Melanie is so sweet, and she sent me a card, a
she
thank
did?
You card for being on the show.
Oh my god!
And it was this gorgeous card with this incredible like thing of bats. And they're like hanging upside down from a roof.
Oh.
And then I have flipped it upside down and it makes it look like a bunch of goth nightclub bats.
Oh my God.
Like they're all dancing at the club.
I have to see this before I
yes.
go. I did not know she did that.
It's far better upside down.
That's so sweet.
So that it looks like. And then you imagine Bauhaus is playing in the background.
Oh yeah.
So I'm sorry. I wanted to say something about
no,
that
I'm
before
glad you
the
did.
We got too far into the show.
Yeah,
I
show
deeply
me later.
Appreciate it.
And before we get too far into the show, I really want to talk to Helena here because I miss you and I love you.
Oh.
How many years is it? Been since or how many months? Hopefully it's not been years. It's
oh,
been years since I've been on the show.
It's been the last time I was on the show was before lockdown.
Oh my god.
It was before
oh,
lockdown.
Wow.
It's been that
wow.
long.
Yeah.
It's been that
Shit.
Long. It's been that long.
God.
We didn't even have you on Zoom or something.
Welcome back.
No.
Oh,
no.
But
it's good to be back.
I want to talk to you and catch up with you, but I do want to draw attention to the fact that there was a birthday present on my chair when
yeah.
I arrived.
Yeah.
So I would like to open it. And,
oh,
and
all right.
Like, yeah, live.
Let's sing
a
happy birthday real quick.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to
Rory.
Happy Rory.
All right.
There we go. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, it's from the Ramirez. It's a lovely, and thank you for the picture of Pauline.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Like, you know, like it's kind of like I don't know. I like pictures of your children in lieu of a gift at Christmas and birthdays.
Oh, good, you got it.
Yeah,
we always do that. My wife's like. full package.
Like, you want to know what's up with me? I'm not sending you a whole letter and catch, like a newsletter. Like, what's up with the Dowd family since January of 2025? No, here's a picture of my kid where he grins awkwardly at a camera.
Yeah. Here's one of them giving me the bird. We're using that for
the album cover. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Really?
Oh, well, he had a boogie on his finger, but it really looked like he was flipping me off.
I think that's a good name for the
That was
the
Weird Al Yankovic song.
One Ton Dooley the Finger. And
that was Weird Al Yankovic's disco song. Got a boogie.
The song
boogie.
The Finger was
and
created
the
by the picture. Yeah. The picture was posted. Somebody said, oh my God, that would be a great
we
band.
We did that backwards, man.
Album cover. And we said, that'd be a great like song. And then we wrote a song about it.
Yeah, we made the album cover first.
And then we had to write the song. Oh, hell yeah.
So what Rory is looking
hell
at
yeah.
is a flask.
It is a satisfactory Eclampus Vitus flask.
Beautiful.
For the magic boozer.
Does yes. it say
Which is
hilarious.
And he is
for Reverend Rory's
he is
That's a satisfactory present.
You're already pouring whiskey into that thing? Damn, look at him go.
Where'd you
Rory,
get it from?
Rory is putting his new flask on the stool next to the flask that he brought to the studio.
that Lord Strice got kick. Me for my birthday last year.
Aww.
So we got two flasks in place.
Maybe
side
2 years
flask.
Ago. I don't know. I have a lot of whiskey and I don't remember how long
and,
it's been.
And Luke, Eclampus Vitus is the clampers, and that is, it's arguable whether it's a historical drinking society well. Or a drinking historical society.
Thank you.
It's
well,
a hysterical both. Drinking society.
Well, there described.
So they get together.
A bunch of assholes in red shirts.
Yeah. Who put plaques on things because they're old.
Hey, Rick,
and put their nuts on stuff.
There's a big contingent that is called Absurdly Sober.
What?
But you gotta join. You gotta do the. You gotta do the initiation to join that.
You have to be like
not Rick. not on Facebook. You just have to be a clamper.
Rick isn't a clamper.
Oh, nope. yeah, no. I'm just saying. But, what you guys, just so that you know, it's not all about drinking.
Yeah.
There are a sober contingent.
Yeah. There's a so. Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, if you ever clean up your shit, you can join it,
being a non-sober one, I wouldn't know about that.
What the fuck is a clamper?
Of course, you don't need that
I'm
yet.
Just a regular clamper.
Patrick doesn't know what a clamper is.
Oh, I was explaining it to Luke and Patrick, and Starfish doesn't even know.
It's a fraternity.
Oh, okay, go for it.
If you want to call it something fancy.
What's a
Chewy,
clamper?
Do you want to do it since you are a clamper?
It is a historical drinking society.
It's just like a club.
Oh.
It's all over the
fraternity?
West Coast. Yeah,
one might say.
Me, Rory, Chewy.
You would call it ancient and honorable order of Eclampus Vitus.
Our chapter is Julius C. Boulette from Virginia City.
It's
mostly
it
preserving
has
Western history.
It has its origins with the mining communities in West Virginia, and it moved its way all across the country.
Well, not exactly all across the country, but on the West Coast.
There are pockets where it really rocks.
And there are things in the Midwest that are named after the people involved with it, but there are no clampers where they grew up.
Beyond Wyoming.
I bought a truck from
Interesting.
Fee.
Well,
and,
there's California.
And it said Satisfactory on the back, and I had to get that sticker off of it because every fucking place I went, people screamed at me.
This like, what's your brethren?
Yeah.
And they're raising their fist at you.
What's your chapter?
You
Satisfactory.
Yeah, and I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I bought this truck from a guy who's drunk.
Yeah. Perfect. They're like, I believe it.
Right, move on.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
No, I'll,
right.
I'll tell you
that
more
checks
about it later.
Out.
That tracks.
If you like to know more about clampers, come talk to any of us.
Yeah, Google ECV or some shit.
Yeah, Rory and Nick and I are members of the chapter up in Virginia City named after the beautiful Julius C. Boulette.
Mm-hmm. We're like the first chapter ever named after a lady.
Is this like Freemasons but drunk?
A lot easier going.
Like if this was a dartboard, you did not hit the red center, but you hit that black bar right around it.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot of things.
Pretty close to a bullseye.
I always hit the metal one.
It's a lot of secrets.
And it bounces off. Pops and spins.
I can't say much more, but
it's
really
easier
good
to get
guess.
In than it is All to right. get into the Masons. There's a lot less to memorize.
So
a little bit
next
of hard
week's
work.
Patreon show, somebody has to tell a secret of the clamp.
You can't do that.
Oh, nice.
I thought you were going to say it's easier to get in than it is to get out.
Like, what, they gotta jump you in and out?
You don't, yeah, you don't get out. Like, you have to, like, sign a whole thing and, like, write, like, a contract in blood to get out. But, yeah, to get in, it's easy.
Funny you should mention contracts.
Well, there is actually, like, Ronald Reagan was a member.
You should mention contracts in blood.
Ronald Reagan was a member, but he had to rescind his membership once he went for state and federal politics.
He cannot stop burning stories.
The Masons are all fucked. That shit.
Yeah,
all
right.
There's a demon that's kind of sort of mad at me. Yes.
Demon. It looks like somebody's trying to get a hold of me here.
Next phone.
Maybe I should. I think I better star 69.
Take the call.
All right.
Your phone's hooked up.
Patrick, do you know what that means?
Yes, I know what that means. Oh,
okay. Sorry, you look a little.
They're trying to contact you about.
It's not because I'm old enough to remember. I'm just a stalker.
Oh.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right, Helena. What are we? Hi. Hi, hon.
Hello.
Hey.
What are we doing
today? Is there somebody there? Did it ring? Did we hear the dial tone?
Oh, I think there's some noise coming in.
Dial tone? What kind of dial tone are you looking for exactly? This is L.
Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. Hi. Hi.
What the fuck is that?
Ashley, it's me. It's me. It's me.
Who's calling me? We're 9 levels down. What do you want?
Why are you 9 levels down? It's cold enough. It's December. This is Helena. You remember?
Oh, Helena.
Yeah. Nothing new, talk. It's December 10th today.
You ain't getting these passwords back, techie.
Okay. Torturing a tech, bro.
All right.
From the pins.
Gentlemen,
okay, you know what?
Gentlemen, take some pictures of this, or somebody get capture some pictures because my phone is.
All right, I got the calendar spread out.
We got the Ouija board coming out.
Ashley, I even brought a Ouija board.
Oh wow!
You brought a Ouija board?
Yeah, you know, making things easier for you.
Plenty fine.
Okay, making things easier for you, and I even brought your favorite bell. You know, the antique bell, the one you used to entrap that little orphan?
What?
Can you just ring that once or twice? Let us know you're here.
Hey, yo.
Oh, shit. Whoa,
okay.
Wow, that's kind of creepy.
All right.
That bell is ringing literally in this room, and no one is touching it. My foot is close enough to hit it, but I didn't.
Okay, Ashley, you've made your point. You made your point. Okay, and we got...
Fine.
All right, we've got your favorite Chinese empress... Empress Makahai Shoguajiba. All right. One of these kind people is going to place this on the calendar.
I believe that's Patrick's job.
Patrick, would you place?
He's the newest man on the totem pole.
Yeah, it's my birthday. I'm not okay. doing anything.
Damn, was that a
test
piece?
All right.
Oh, man.
Oh, anywhere, there it was.
Anywhere on the calendar. Okay.
Drop the totem.
You know what? Send the intern in. They can be. Let Patrick.
Oh, good idea.
We have an intern here.
It's already done.
Well, I'm kind of in trouble with contracts. Ashley Madison is all about the contracts.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ashley.
Goddamn.
Will you please tell me which day of the week the Empress is on the calendar? Ashley Madison?
Yes, that was Wednesday, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
You're going to have to speak up.
All right. anyone else want to talk to Ashley?
Ashley, nice to meet you. How are you today?
It's terrible to meet you.
All right. 10-4.
Are you a listener to the Worst Little Podcast?
Oh, certainly. It's the Worst Little Podcast. We love all the worst things down here in hell.
All right.
Who's your favorite person in hell?
My favorite person in hell? Why do I have to pick a favorite person? It's myself, of course.
Oh, natural, natural, natural. I can see why the tech bro gravitated towards you. What are you doing to him?
What am I doing to him?
Yeah.
Stop it! No rim's expensive!
Okay. Well, this one's going right up my...
Okay. All right. all right. Let's see.
Oh, my gosh.
Ashley, you wanted to talk to me about the contract, I assume, right?
Oh, yes! Your contract.
Yeah. Well, thank you for giving me the powers. I appreciate it. But you mentioned there was a problem.
Oh, there's a terrible problem. It's a standard contract of binding, you see. You know, you sign the parts that gave you your powers in blood. We got that part right. But you see the section here where you surrender your eternal soul, where you're supposed to sign your name? You wrote down Farty McDimbulb. And you see, in this next part, you've written down the name Buck Foot.
I know him.
Buck Foot? Yeah, yeah. I know Buck.
Yeah. Oh, just wait. Yeah. To top it off, as the final executed signature, we found the name Karkfoom McBimdwaddle, which translated from Draconic is a huge demon insult. You know, I know Karkfoom. Karkfoom is a friend of mine.
Right, yeah.
If I didn't know better, I'd think you pulled off a standard signature switch, but humans aren't capable of that level of magic.
Okay, well, you don't know me very well. That's going to change. Anyway, thank you for talking with us. Part of the deal in the contract was you get a commercial, and I have not forgotten that. Normally, the Worth Little Podcast doesn't allow commercials. But
oh, we do if you pay us.
Oh, okay.
Give us a dollar. We'll say your name.
The DEA has been advertising with us.
Ashley, knock yourself out.
Oh, to tell you my favorite commercial? Oh, yes. Well,
you do have Hello commercials Mortal. In hell. You do have commercials. Hello
if you give us lots of dollars, we'll chant your name over and over again.
Yes, please pay these people here and they will chant you and sing your praises, even if you're not worthy of them. All right. Oh, well, I'll tell you about my favorite product. Hey, are any of you traitors? I'm not naming names, but there are those of you, and you know who you are, who have betrayed family, country, guests, or even benefactors. Hey, MAGA, I'm looking at you. When you're frozen solid on the 9th level, you can buy a brief relief with a pack of lava liquors. See, nothing brings relief from the shame of being damned eternally for your treachery by being frozen in Lake Cactus like the warm kiss of a lava liquor.
Wow.
Just pop them into your mouth for relief from a guilty conscience is the pain of being frozen solid for all eternity. Yeah. Just put 50 cent pieces over your eyes and we'll take care of the rest. We also take Venmo and Bitcoin. If you can't escape an eternity of being frozen solid for being a two-faced weasel, you can give yourself a break as the millennia go by and you, your crimes, and your victims are all forgotten, leaving only your pain and shame. That's Lava Liquors. Ask Charon the Ferryman for him. Tell him Ashley Madison, Mercurochrome sent you. Look, now you've got me doing it.
Okay. Well,
how much do those run you?
It's 50 cent pieces.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
I don't know. Ashley, are you price gouging people on the River Styx?
You know, I've had it with you and your rotten little broom gang. We'll never make it all.
Hey, it's not a broom gang. It's a broom club.
It's a coven.
Broom club, my horns.
Okay, I think we've heard enough. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you.
Ashley, will you do a quick commercial for the Worst Little Podcast for us? We'll be... Oh, she hung up.
Just like someone in hell.
Fuck you, Nick.
See you in hell,
classic,
Ashley.
Classic Ashley.
I'll talk to her. She's a capitalist. We can do
clearly.
We can make a deal. Trust me.
Wow.
That was
crazy.
I do feel like Bitcoin would be the official currency of hell.
Yeah, 100%.
Did we want to hop over to another One Ton Dooley
song? Ooh, One Ton Dooley song.
Okay.
This is a fairly new song called Shaky Leg.
Won't you like the snow wants to fall? Miss you like a telephone call. Won't you like butter wants toast? Need you like waves need the coast. Shaky legs, shaky legs, shaky legs. You give on, I got a shaky leg. Shaky legs, shaky legs. You get me, you got me. Won't you like a shoes, won't feet. Miss you like my heart skips a beat. Won't you like lips, wanna kiss. Miss you like my arms in your ribs. Shaky legs, shaky legs, shaky legs. You give them, I got them. Shaky legs, shaky legs, shaky legs. You get me, you got me. Won't you like the sun wants to shine. Miss you like last night's wine. Need you like a dragon horde's gold. you like the devil wants his soul. Shake your leg, shake your leg, shake your leg. You give me, you got me. Shake your leg, shake your leg, shake your leg. You give me, you got me.
Good for you guys too.
That felt good.
Oh, yeah.
Is that like stanky leg? That's just what I was thinking of.
Shaky leg. I wrote it as a romantic little love song about like you like someone so much and they make your leg shake. And
weak in the knee.
I thought you were talking about shaky legs like after you get hit by a car.
Yeah. That's really
what it is about.
And then Nick made it all like far more sexual with all of his oohs and ahs there at the end. But I like it.
Yeah, we went porno on it.
Yeah.
Getting hit by a car is super porn.
That's not very porno.
For some.
It's like boxing Helena, if you consider that a porno.
Yikes.
What?
Boxing Helena.
I've never seen that.
Have you ever seen
thing is, the thing is, I don't, I'm not going to sit still. I actually feel sorry for the person that would attempt that at me. I mean, it's... I
know you're familiar with the film.
You can throw a punch, I know that.
I'm familiar with the film because I like... Lara Flynn Boyle.
Yes.
And Julian Sands. It's Lara Flynn Boyle and Julian
Sands. It was Sherilyn Fenn.
Sherilyn Fenn.
Yeah.
Sherilyn Fenn.
Oh, wait, excuse me.
Yeah, it was like, Sherilyn Fenn. You're right.
It was the gorgeous one.
The other Twin Peaks actor.
She was my favorite.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
So it's a movie called Boxing Helena, where Sherilyn Fenn is in a tragic car accident.
Wait, just for our listeners at home, which one was she in Twin Peaks?
Spoiler warning.
This is a 35-year-old fucking movie. She's in a horrible car accident outside of this doctor's house, and he takes her inside and
miseries her.
That's a great way of putting it. A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. In a different way.
Not quite that bad.
Not quite that bad.
Oh, it's way worse.
It's way worse than misery.
Not exactly.
It's up there, like. It's body dis-
Yeah, Amy, it's one of those would you rather die in space or drown in the ocean? Like, one of, like it's not the same as misery,
it's
but
pretty twisted.
We all got to go. And yeah. We were just talking about this.
Would you rather die in Saw or The Purge?
Right.
Would you rather die in misery or
I've never seen The Purge stuff.
Oh, give me Caesar's Inn.
I mean, I'm aware of it.
I've never actually seen the movies either, but the most context I have is the Rick and Morty episode.
I will take The Purge because at least I have some sort of fighting chance. Whereas Saw,
yeah.
I'm not going to have to gnaw off my leg.
I have to cut it off.
I will. Given those options, I will happily be murdered my friends while I'm on my way to work. Give me Caesar's death.
Amen.
Caesar got it good.
Helena.
He got it good.
Yeah. On your feet.
I noticed the black bag. Is that going to go on you or is that going to go on one of us?
Oh
no.
The black bag? Originally, that was going to go
the abduction,
on me.
The abduction hood, you mean?
The abduction hood, yes.
Well, if it was going to go on one.
That's going to go on me. That's going to go
oh,
on me.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was going to volunteer, but if it's going to go on you, then that's
okay, but I have to remove the
headphones.
Patrick
wants to be disappear.
Oh, we're that's doing it right now?
Patrick, yeah, let's do it. Patrick let's do has this. A fetish this. About it.
No. All
right. Kim has verified that you cannot see
I cannot see through it.
All right, everybody. All right. Oh, I got my camera back, so I'm going to take it.
Did you try? Did you put it on your head, Kim?
The princess of the paranormal.
Okay.
Is placing a black bag.
Yeah, take your glasses off. Don't break
sort of a pouch.
Above her head. She looks like she's about to be whisked away.
She, yeah. Yes.
Oh boy.
Yeah, no, she does look like
the Zodiac,
we have
the eye holes.
Yeah,
like the Zodiac.
The Zodiac without the eye holes, or like somebody who's like going to be holding up a
I'll
newspaper to
like.
Their
I'll
chest and their ID.
Does anybody have a newspaper?
Shire
that
Baggins.
Baggins.
Who has a newspaper?
No.
Hand over the hat.
But that, you know what I mean. Exist. That's traditional proof of life.
Hand over the halfling shield. Hand over the halfling shield.
If I kidnap somebody, I'd spend $1.50 to get a newspaper.
So Helena can't need? Hear us, I don't think,
right.
because she doesn't
I
have her headphones
here.
On.
Okay. All right.
She's reaching
Do you need
for
your figurine of the demon?
What is that? Oh, no, are those cards?
It's an empress. It's an empress.
I'm not touching that.
To know okay. She can no longer see the microphone, Rick.
Come on, it's me. All right. Point. All right. The only thing I want you to do. And
Helena
doing,
has
I'm
taken a few cards off of the top of a deck.
All right. I want everyone to look at where the red card is.
Okay.
Everyone sees where the red card is.
Indeed.
There are three cards.
Right. Where is the red card?
Right. We're not going to say out loud on the radio.
All right.
We do we want to tell the audience what?
Yes, one? Yes, please.
It was the middle.
But well, you'll hear it all if right. we say it right now.
Oh, do we need to memorize what it was?
Not no, just where it was.
Where it was. In the,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm putting the other empress, yes. Empress Makahai Shogajiba,
over the cards.
Yep, she's put a statue over the stack of three cards.
What I would like everyone to do right now is just think of a city. Just think of a city, any city, all right?
God, mine sucks.
Now.
Mine too.
Oh, I'm, okay, I'm such a basic bitch, dude.
Do you want me to think of a city too?
I bet we all thought
all
of the same
yes,
city.
Yes, I know you're thinking of a city.
All right. I'm
real fast.
Is it okay to change my
where
city?
Was, all right, okay. Where was the red card?
It was the middle.
It was the center card, yes.
It no longer is. It
that
is, in fact,
badass.
The top
that was a great
card.
Trick.
Thank you. But I'm not done. What's oh,
okay.
The thing about the
Thank
city?
God.
The
yes, city? Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I've got a city of mine.
That's a nice thing about my fellow empress here. There never were any cards. I'm going to take this bag off.
All right, the bag's coming off.
Yeah, there never were any cards.
Thank God.
There was just one of my business cards. Chewie, would you take that?
Wow, that just happened right in front
just,
of us.
Just take that. Don't look.
The
don't,
three
don't
cards
look on the other side.
Went into the
you can read that aloud if you want.
Turned into.
Let me get my reading glasses.
A business card.
Where does the city come into play? Do we get to say?
Oh, well, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right,
we're getting there.
Helena Davis, Paranormal Consulting and Services, Demonstration Shows, Investigation and Seances, Sierra Psychic Shows. 775-420-4513.
Oh, that's old. That's old. Yeah, it's not Sierra Psychic.
Not
show.
That
all
number
bad.
Reached
right.
me
Chewy.
At this
Chewy.
Other
Chewy.
Number.
I messed up.
What city? What city did you think of?
Thank you, Rick.
I thought of the city of Boston.
Turn the card over, please.
Well, how about
Whoa.
That? Goddamn.
Holy
what?
Shit.
It fucking says Boston. Are you serious?
Doesn't
yeah,
I can't
it really
read
Boston.
That.
Yes.
It does
Let
say
me see,
Boston.
Chewy. Let me see. Wow. That's fucking crazy.
How the fuck did that happen?
I don't
what
know.
The fuck?
The city that I always
I
think of
that
city
that.
Because when I'm here, I always drink out of this mug from downstairs that says Boston on it.
Yep.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
That was
sure.
pretty good.
Thank you very much. I'm not, people tell, okay. one of the things is part of my act, and I'm expanding it. People, I explain this right at the start. I don't do magic tricks. I do mind fuckery.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And that's the name of our new group. You just heard the other two members on the phone call. We are the Mindfuckery Trio.
Wow. Nice. Excellent. Excellent.
Well, before we move on, Nick, what was your city?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Seattle.
Oh.
What was yours?
Sacramento.
Portland.
Did you do the Sacramento dance?
A lot of river cities here.
Isn't that where you just bend over? And
I was thinking Chicago.
I was thinking Denver.
Oh,
yeah. I started with Reno, but then I was like, you know what?
I think I was looking at Patrick and thought Portland. Because Patrick.
Can I say one thing about my city of Boston?
Oh, yeah.
Of all the cities I've driven in the United States, Boston is the worst.
Absolutely.
I would never drive there.
Massachusetts drivers are infamous.
Great, beautiful city.
Beautiful
such
city.
A cool culture
drivers
city.
Worse than,
great
drivers
bars,
worse
good
than
attitude.
Drivers worse than San Francisco.
And I hear the roadways are kind of a knuckle fuck.
They're bullshit.
Yeah.
You get to Boston, just park your car at the hotel, jump on the train.
I've heard it.
That's all I wanted to say.
I've heard that historically speaking, the first auto casualty of a motorist killing a civilian was a Boston motorist killing a New Yorker.
That makes sense.
That probably is true.
That's probably why the Red Sox didn't win the World Series for all those years. I mean, the Yankees had like 25 of them.
Strange city motor vehicle fact. I don't know if it's still true, but at least in the 90s, St. Louis, Missouri had the largest per capita stop signs per intersection of anywhere else, any
what?
Other
man,
major
that
city.
Is an unfun fact.
They have a lot a of fucking fact. Stop signs. Every
actually, I've been there and it is true.
Every terrible. Neighborhood intersection has a stop sign.
Man.
Yeah.
Get them some roundabouts, man.
Does anyone remember that one, the state? It was like the state at the time had two cars in it total, and they still managed to run into each other.
No.
I have to look that up. I can't remember what
Alaska
state it was.
Alaska in the 20s?
Yeah. I was thinking this is Mississippi, but...
Yeah.
Wow, look at all the horses run away from me. Look at all the horses run away from me. This is awesome. Bow.
So how the fuck did Boston end up on the other end of that card?
I know.
That was crazy.
That's kind of fucking
And it could have been any one of us. We all had different cities.
Yeah.
It's because she's the Empress of the Impossible.
That was impossible.
Yes.
It was impossible.
It was.
How much do you charge for a seance? What's your going rate for a seance?
$150 an hour. I'm pretty cool.
That sounds
depends
reasonable.
On who you
sounds
want to
like
talk
a bro
to.
Deal.
How many people? Like, jump in.
Like
a seance party or whatever.
All right. Could it be anybody in history, dead or alive? Dead, not alive, because that's the
work
same.
Like that?
The thing.
The thing is,
guys, I'm
that's
so full
question.
Of shit.
Nah.
I'm so full of shit. You could rip my head off and fertilize a half acre with what's inside. All right, do not believe a fucking word that comes
how
out
about,
of my mouth.
Would Harry Houdini have a field day with you?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to keep cutting this deck of cards until you guys say stop.
How about 110?
110. 110. I can do a say. I can do mind fuckery. I can make you believe in ghosts. I can make people shit. Right. I can make people shit their pants.
Stop
right
cutting
here.
Them cards.
Right here. Okay. Rory, would you take that card?
Yes.
All right. Take that card off the top. This one right off.
Thank you.
Right off the top. All right. You can show everybody if you want. I don't need to see. I don't need to see.
I can't see it anyway, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
There.
It's my vision.
You can't see that far.
No, I can't see that far. Fuck.
I understand.
Put it back on top.
Well, that's easy for you.
Oh, yeah. Pretty good card trick. Pretty good card trick. All right. Let's see. One.
She
two,
is shuffling the deck.
Three. And I'm going to drop them like this. Mm-hmm. Tell me when to stop when I drop them.
Dropping like it's hot.
Dropping like it's
hot.
Dropping like it's
stop.
Right here.
Nick said stop. Yeah.
Have a look at that card.
Ah!
Goddamn.
Whoa.
That is the card, in fact. That is my card.
Whoa.
Did you get the picture of the first one?
Yes.
Yeah, see?
All mm-hmm. right.
And see,
radio listeners?
And
I mean, podcast listeners?
As a special
magic
birthday
on
present,
the radio.
Look under your cushion.
Oh, what?
No.
No.
And do I have an egg?
I don't even have a cushion.
You laid an egg? No.
I don't even think you knew Rory was fucking going to sit there. How did you do that?
Yeah, because this is
there is,
there.
In fact, another three of spades under my seat.
Weird.
Three of spades is an underrated card, too. I think that's a good one. Good job, Rory.
I've won tricks with the three of spades.
Apparently.
Wow.
Now I'm going to check under my seat.
I'm making. I'm getting.
Well, I just did it for the birthday boy.
Oh, no. Nothing here.
The birthday
thank
boy
you.
Gets a magic trick. The birthday boy.
Yep.
Birthday boys get magic tricks.
That was. That was. I feel
even though
special.
I don't do magic tricks, I do mind fuckery.
Right. But that was a fun. magic trick for my birthday. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Rory, how old are you today?
I am, coincidentally, 52 years old. Old enough to I finally have a full deck of cards behind me.
There you go.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now you get two jokers.
You know, that's what Fee said to me last night. No, I'm not a full deck of cards yet because I still have to find two jokers.
Yep.
But then I pointed at my two children who were running around the room screaming, and I said, got them.
I mean, Rory, I think you're surrounded by a bunch of jokers right now. And pretty much
that's who you
go.
Run with, bro.
It's fine.
Joker die.
That's right.
You know, they say people with ADHD end up being friends with other people with ADHD. Hi, everyone.
Welcome. Welcome to this very dysfunctional room of people with executive dysfunction. Functional.
Well, and dysfunction. You know, and your birthday is coming up this week here,
that's
Nick.
Right. It's the birthday sandwich, Rory.
How old are you
turning?
And 4 days
later, me, and on the 12th, I will be 50%.
Wait,
yeah.
What? I didn't quite catch that.
And then Rick's is 4 days later.
Yes.
How old are you going to be, Rick?
I am turning... 54.
Damn.
Well, see,
I'll be turning.
I always remember it because Rick's birthday is the 16th and mine is the 8th, and he's 2 years older than me. And 8 times 2 is 16.
Man, that's some good math.
That is a way to get there.
So, anyways, we have a mentalist, a mind fucker.
Not like I wrote Rick Dowd on a like notebook in different fonts over and over again, and our names and hearts together
on the subject of birthdays.
Although there is actually our initials carved with a heart on a butcher block.
We should give out our social
house.
Security numbers too.
Oh, that's on the Patreon.
Well, that's it.
That's next.
I do this. This next one, I ask people to think of a date, any date. Date that's important to them. I ask them kindly to stay away from birthdays, but you can go to a birthday if you want to. I don't need the flack. I mean, it forces a hella pissed off at me. I don't need more flack.
Any date of the year.
And we should all think of one.
Everybody think of one.
You don't need to come up with a year.
Just the listening audience, think of it.
All right.
The blank of blank.
Done.
You got one? You got one?
Mm-hmm.
You got one? You got one? All right. Who's I need two out of you to come forward. Two volunteers.
I volunteer.
You volunteer for you. And you and Nick. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one of you wants to give me the month and which one of you wants to give me the day?
I'll go first.
Okay.
August.
August the
7th.
August the 7th. So that's two people deciding on August the 7th, all on their own.
Show offs.
Okay.
Interesting.
And Bruce is reaching.
That's
down.
Randomized.
I have a calendar here. You remember
calendar,
when we didn't go
yes.
for the phone and we
a little dates? Black
a
book.
A little black calendar. Little black calendar. And on the day I have, you can inspect this if you want.
Oh yeah.
Whenever
yeah,
she goes into her purse, what? I get fucking nervous.
There's a lot of things written. There's different cards written
different
on
cards
all
written.
The dates.
So what card is on October 7th?
August 7th. That'd be the wrong one, but I'll tell you. hang on. It's always one page away from my thumb. August 7th is the Five of Diamonds.
The Five of Diamonds. Give me that.
Five
of Diamonds, because as you can see, I've got a playing card right here tucked away.
Woo.
Already in the black book.
All right. If you would please just slide that back book. No manipulation on my part.
Woo.
Just slide the back off the book.
Oh, my God.
Five of Diamonds.
It is, in fact, the Five of Diamonds.
Jeez.
It's bonkers.
I'm losing my fucking mind right now.
You're really laid back about it.
It was the mushrooms you took earlier. This episode is sponsored by the DEA.
Man, that demon really fucked me up.
Oh. You just got to know how to handle her. She doesn't like being called Ashley Madison.
Well, she called some people names, too.
Okay, true.
Should we get another song?
Yeah.
Do I get to pick this time?
Yeah.
Let's hear comments. We'll be right back.
Oh, that's just a nice old-fashioned punk rock song.
I like that.
Yeah. I like awesome. That. Yeah. Yeah.
The internet's a nice little cesspool that I like to call home. No, thank you. That's great.
That's good.
I appreciate that.
They sound so good, Rick. I mean, and you guys too, but like,
yeah.
It was
terrible.
I mean, I've heard like your songs, like Rick at your shows and stuff, but like actually like having them recorded, like that's pretty
being able to
good.
Hear my my lyrics and not have it all muddied by
honestly,
a sound system.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah.
This will one
with
day
all
be
respect
released.
To any live sound person
it's
who works
kinda
it's just
kind of is what it is.
Yeah.
It happens at most shows. Mm. Yeah. Yep.
Thank you, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was nice.
Are we going to call it? Yeah.
Helena. Okay. What about the, Helena, what about the, I thought you brought a Ouija board.
Oh, she
oh, I did
pull it out.
I did.
Right
yeah, that was helping the demon.
The magic
speaking
of
the demon, we're going to try to have her call me or her call back in and get that commercial.
Right.
Where did I?
Oh, see.
I put my phone somewhere.
Helena's working a deal out with
the demon head.
Deal with the demon.
Ashley.
Do you still do that Super Bowl thing? That's coming up in a month or so.
You know,
here.
I've been doing that. I was doing that at the Polo Lounge. Like, yeah, I've got 3 years of mileage out of that, and I've got enough exposure at that location. And
you've moved on.
Well, yeah. I mean, I could do it again.
I was thinking about it this week, and I was just wondering, is that something you still do? Or if you've retired,
can I give you some money to get for me? Just whatever you're going
to tell
bet.
Me what your pick is. We would like to also place bets on it.
It's going to be a tough year to pick.
You
got a feeling?
It's a little early for those bets. Yeah.
Do we know who it's
you could
be
bet
then?
On it now, I guess.
They'll always take your money. They'll always take your money.
Who's in the Super Bowl then?
Sports betting has exploded into this cultural demon. You want to talk about demons?
I don't want to talk about that.
Well, no, I mean, there's all those websites you can bet over, like, how many eggs that the president's going to have for breakfast tomorrow.
Okay.
Like, I mean, really. Yeah.
Hold on.
15.
I've got the demon on speaker.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, hello?
You know, I wasn't pleased with how we ended. Look, I gotta tell you, a purpose of a gang is for controlling territory, and for a club, it's shared hobbies. It's a broom gang, I tell you, a broom gang.
Okay, you know, Nick really wanted you to do a commercial for Worst Little Podcast.
Yeah, can you call in to my phone that I called you on?
Fun. You know, I could be persuaded.
Yeah, could you call Nick?
Hello? Is this mindfuckery demon?
Oh, yes. Hello, Ashley Majurochrome at your service.
Ashley Majurochrome.
You got a bunch of Gen Xers here who are all too familiar with Mercurochrome.
Oh, yeah.
I rubbed a lot of Mercurochrome into my wounds.
I jacked off with it once.
I have no idea what's happening right now.
And that's why I'll be seeing you down here.
Is that all it takes? Really?
I mean, if you ask a Catholic. Yes.
One sin and you're done for centuries,
sorry.
My friend. Yeah.
Did
you
miss church one time?
You're
out.
I've been mixing fabrics for years.
If you've taught yourself, if you've ever touched yourself a single time, that's like 1,000 years in purgatory or hell. Yeah.
the big trick around that is to know a chump. When you see, no offense, Ashley.
Ashley, are there a lot of frequent masturbators or even infrequent masturbators down there?
Oh, of course there's some frequent masturbators down here. In fact, you can come on down here and pick up a vibrator for the very cheap price of nothing if you just bend over long enough.
It's nice that it vibrates, though. For their pleasure.
Okay. Ashley Mercurochrome, give us that shout out. Give Worst Little Podcast that shout out.
Worst Little Podcast that shout out. Well, hey, folks, if you enjoy jokes, if you enjoy some camaraderie and some comedy along with it, come on down and listen to yourself, the Worst Little Podcast, recorded right here in Nevada.
So close to hell, you can see sparks. Okay. Right, matter of fact, you still there?
I want to say thank you.
Okay. All right. Can we just say scene and have her take a bow?
And scene.
And scene. And scene. Okay. Maxwell Golden, jack of all theatrical trades, director, fire eater, gun juggler, and mind fucker. Hello, and thank you for help. Thank you for your help.
Of course, a pleasure as always, Helena.
Okay, and thank you all to our third member of the Mindfuckery Trio, Connie Artiste, our cool silent siren. She is wanted in 237 countries.
Damn. That's a grip of countries. One of them.
But that's not necessarily for group. Crimes.
Well, yes, that's true. That's true. And there are only 183 countries, so there was some time travel involved. But
I haven't checked today how many countries
well,
there
thank
was.
You, Maxwell and Connie. Thank you for being on the show
today.
That was
lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll see you in hell.
See you there. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you there.
I like that Ashley's like, of course there's infrequent masturbators.
Yes.
It only takes one time, according to Rory. I'm not Catholic, so I don't know.
So, you know, I'm sitting around with my folks. I don't want to say it's over, like, breakfast, like, grapefruit and waffles, but let's just go with that. And the conversation, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm a teenager, middle of high school, and I'm like, yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody should do it every day. And Mom says it's a sin. And I said, what are you talking about, Rory? You've been a Catholic every day of your life. It's not even just a venial sin. It's a mortal sin. And I'm all, what? And then I looked it up, and it turns out Mom was right, and I was already just damned at that point.
What's the difference between a venial sin and a mortal sin? I'm not Catholic. I have no idea what's going on.
Venial
right
sin
now.
Is either. Bad, but you don't go to
you
hell
can
for
give,
it.
You can do it.
No, okay, masturbation is a venial sin, not a mortal sin.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, I was going to say.
Rory, you were correct the first time. Masturbation
no.
is
it
a mortal sin.
It is a mortal sin. Okay.
But
other mortal sins are like
murder.
Yes.
And
missing church one time
here's
is a mortal sin.
Right, because they're the ones that break the Ten Commandments directly, and masturbation is adultery.
What?
No, it's the any,
no masturbation is the technical like category the, it falls under is adultery
from the perspective
a lot of people need
well,
to get a divorce.
According to Dante, that's second level. All that's happened is
Dante's a revisionist.
There's a hurricane of naked people blowing around that can't touch each other. I mean, there's worse shit. I mean, you're gonna blow naked bodies around.
That sounds right.
There's
but
worse
can you still touch yourself if there's naked people blowing around you?
I don't know. I don't
that
know.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Is it getting all on my face and shit? Okay.
Yeah.
So
you're just getting a lot of like chub rub.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. The only allowable sex is with a vagina that you're married to.
Correct. Oh, okay. Everything else is
and it has to be able to get pregnant.
Wait.
I mean,
so
you might be able to get Cleopatra's autograph. I mean,
that's
she's supposedly
awful.
Down there. I mean.
Okay. So is this what it was like in the 70s or whatever, or the 80s? It's just like, okay, so I'm.
Wait, what?
I'm horny. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my pants on and I'm going to drive to the local pornographic video store. I'm going to pick something out. I'm going to make eye contact with the fucking checkout
clerk.
Oh,
yeah. Well, yes.
And then I'm going to go home and I'm going to rewind it if I have to, put it on, jerk off, and then I put my pants back on and go to church and confess every single time.
But then you have to return the video.
And you have to rewind the videotape because you're not that asshole, are you?
Right.
Be
okay.
kind.
Some places
rewind.
Will charge you for
be
not
be
rewinding.
Be kind. Rewind.
And if you get hit by a truck on the way to
but
church,
you are
fucked.
You had to be at least 18 to go into the back room of the Video Maniacs or Blockbusters where you could find such films.
Blockbuster never
It was usually
happened.
A
oh
regular
God.
Video store and then at a
early
cellar room.
Early Blockbuster
like
absolutely
it's,
did.
It's a,
it, but it was
it's
much
an auto
more
loan
of
place
the
now.
Mom and
it's
pop.
It's an auto loan place now.
I remember.
It was much more of a mom and pop video store.
I remember Romantic Sensations had that little back room with the curtain, and I never went back there.
So I remember growing up in Missouri, and there is this place on the corner that is now, like, I think a payday loan place. but it was a peep show, and it advertised it on, like, 50 cents for 10 minutes to come inside. And I,
literally.
To this day, don't know if it was films or live girls.
Nick,
you never went.
You spent time
it's
in Seattle.
I was a child.
Is that the one
but
where, like,
it was like, it was a big, like, circus letters and in.
Do we still have that in Reno? Like,
no,
I know we don't have live women.
This was in
St.
Louis, Missouri,
Reno,
by the way. So
but
it's
I mean,
probably
like, we have
just
video,
films.
Like,
Wasn't there like what a Madonna video this? Where the wall goes arcade. Up?
Right. Arcade.
Like the it's Lusty like
Lady.
That, right?
The Lusty Lady in yes. Seattle, yeah.
I'm a fan of the Lusty Lady. That was a cool place.
They did that kind of thing in New York back in the 70s and 80s, but that was that died out.
Yeah. All I can think of is Amsterdam that has that.
Yeah.
Don't they
yeah.
still have, but that... That's very legal there, and like not
here. They just
thing.
Have like the jerk booths, like they had at
so it's
the,
just like a
place on Virginia.
Yeah.
A jerk booth on the antique store.
Yes, yeah, the antique store.
An antique store? Yes,
yeah. It was called Libido. I think.
Yes,
it was the name of
the Virginia Street Bookstore.
It had
this
deteriorating. Mannequins on
yes.
top.
Oh yeah. My God.
They were from the prima donna. They were showgirls
of
the prima donna in downtown Reno back during the day, and they bought them and put them on top of that, and they just became these deteriorating husks.
Yeah, yeah. They're pretty banged up.
Yeah,
with this lovely like brown mustard orange like libido like 70s color scheme thing going on.
Yeah,
I walked in there once.
I almost got a job there until I understood what that would have entailed, which was
oh, goodness.
A lot of.
God. Oh God!
No,
mopping. You have to be a special kind of person to be.
We were roommates. We had that discussion, and you said, "Rory, are you an idiot? Do you know what this job really is?"
All right. So millennials have killed a lot of things. Okay, I will fully take credit for the fact that my generation has killed those kind of porn shops, and I'm happy to.
It's gone forever.
Watch
thank you.
Fucking porn and the
I find,
but you've never known the taste of.
I find the current era
no.
of
you've
of,
never known the bitter sting of mercurochrome.
I don't. Know
I find
I want
the current era of well lit sexual aid stores much like a Best Buy to be far more engaging.
Oh, we don't. Shop in store for that shit.
No, but the ones the physical.
I know.
It's sometimes fun to go with a partner to a physical place.
But like Susie is on fucking Mill or whatever on Kitski. That's not a thing anymore.
No,
like,
and it's gone. It's a Maverick.
There's an Adam and Eve in South.
Are you
Reno.
Sure?
It's very much like oh yeah, it's a Maverick now.
The Susie's that's on.
Yeah.
No, there's a Susie's on Bill Street at Mill.
Yeah.
Oh,
Mill.
There's a different
yeah.
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the
yeah.
old
and it's got
one,
the
you
same
know,
thing.
You know, the old
but
one.
But no, the Susie's and the Adam and Eve, it's like going into Best Buy. Everything's well
yeah.
lit. It's on a pegboard on the wall. You can ask questions.
Yeah.
It's
we
kinda,
got a Hustler shop,
good.
Too, now.
Oh, we do?
On, South Reno.
And
yeah.
there's been that.
I've never open. Been there.
Oh. Yeah,
allegedly.
It's been there for a while.
I heard.
Yeah.
I'm
friend.
Too old now. But.
Oh, it's where the old Teaching Eye Friday was.
Where the Hawaiian burger place was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hawaiian burger.
Who's old enough?
Teaching Eye Fridays is a clinic now, like a urgent
oh,
care.
The urgent care. So yeah. it was the Hawaiian
yeah,
burger place.
Yeah, you're right by yeah. over there.
Which is also next to the Hustler shop. So if you go to the
yeah.
Hustler shop and you need urgent care,
one
you're right
stop.
Next
yeah.
to each
yeah.
other.
My back went out.
Right there.
I accidentally put
some
where it shouldn't have gone.
Oh my God! How did we get here?
Yeah, those Christmas tree ornaments are for ornamental use only.
As
this
long
is
as
a
they
public
have
service announcement.
A flared base.
Helena, I hate that you brought all this up.
Kind of like what Ashley
I don't
was
think
doing
it was her
with
fault.
This, that ram.
Ashley is infected the conversation.
Oh, that's
yes.
what it
Ashley
is.
Mercurochrome.
Ashley Mercurochrome. Well, I brought a demon's presence in here, and I've
yeah. Now look.
Yeah. Okay.
No more demons, guys.
Okay.
Thank God, we're
it
no
usually
tech bros here.
It usually takes us much less time to start talking about like
it does.
Masturbation.
I feel like we're really
it's terrible.
I feel like we're all really
because
maturing.
Of our audience.
It's only taken
as a show 15
years.
I would like to start a support group for infrequent masturbators.
Hopefully, everybody stop listening. About 30
is it in the
ago.
Hopes that they masturbate more or less?
Less.
More.
Oh,
see, no. More.
No.
Just like, dude, I'm doing so good, but it's like every once a month.
Once your soul is condemned to hell, what does it really matter with
just
another?
Just want to soak.
Does another jerk really matter?
Just want
to
soak.
Just need to soak.
Somebody made that joke at Mary Anarchy. The other
a
night,
soak joke?
A soaking joke, yeah, and it was Steven, I think, and I don't think anybody got it, but I'm in the
oh,
back
the
going,
comedian,
like, I get
yeah,
it,
yeah,
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 I got it, soaking.
Oh,
speaking
Rory.
Of Marianne,
oh,
who
but
was that?
Yeah,
oh,
Marianne
she was great.
Let's can we take
do
a
little
moment,
recap,
a little
yeah.
mo, and talk about it? I will first
for
off,
all those who made it through all the talk of masturbation. Let's talk about Marianne.
Mary would
we're
be
really
proud
sorry.
Of this moment.
All three of you.
No, I would really like to really just out loud on the show here, as usual, thank everybody who came out and performed. Donated their time and their effort, all the people who showed up as part of the audience and shared their love and help to Marsha, Jenny's mom, and the family. There was a lot of emotion in the room. It was a really good time. It was a small crowd. There was a lot of stuff going on, so I do appreciate
it. It was a pretty good crowd, though.
It was a small crowd.
It was a good crowd.
And like Mary Anarchy's, it was a build, but there were always people there.
Yeah,
and
then yeah. No, the big, I mean 3 to 12. There was always like people in the room the whole day. It was really fantastic.
It was the right people. It was good people. Yeah, it was our people.
Good vibe. Yeah. And I would say the ladies dominated this year. There were, I think,
a lot of female performers.
Performers
this year
outnumbered the dude performers.
Nice.
It's kind of like I went with a theme.
I love Canyon
and
White
pink
set.
Shirts and,
I love Canyon set, and then Cat Hart obviously killed it.
Yeah, that was
everybody
a really good
I knew
set.
Who was like my friend Ryan, who volunteered for selling shirts. By the way, we still have shirts. If anybody would like a shirt, get one of us up.
But, and so, like we like right now, as of this podcast today, I still have yet to give the money to Marsha. But if you want to buy a T-shirt, and it happens after we've given all the money to Marsha, all of your money will go to the future Mary Anarchy and T-shirt purchase of next year. Yes. We'll keep it all in-house and all of that. So, like, if you buy Mary Anarchy T-shirts, they're for Mary Anarchy, whether it's this year or next year.
But, nice. But big, big shout-out to my friend Ryan, who stayed and sold shirts from, like, 2
dude,
o'clock in
the
afternoon.
Dude, the whole fucking day. Like, 10 goddamn hours.
Out.
Yeah. Very nice gentleman. I was really happy to have his help.
He is a key person with the Dark Corner Haunt, and he was telling me about some of the really cool shit that they're planning for the old prison in Carson City.
Ooh.
And it's going to be a kind of a year-round attraction. There's going to be music. They're talking festival-type stuff. And nice. Yeah, they've got their catering license for their bars.
Well,
and stuff,
I know an angry old man punk rock band that would want to play there.
You better hit Ryan.
I
will let Ryan
put us in touch.
But he was really taken with Cat Hart. He'd never heard her before.
Yeah, she rocked.
And if you've never seen Cat Hart play before, obviously, like, your jaw drops the first time.
Yeah.
So
very soulful.
We can bring some
very
mindfuckery chaos there if they're interested.
Oh, that could be fun too.
Yeah, well,
hell yeah.
Oh, and Rory, the comics betwixt the bands was kind of cool, too. And I only caught the very last one. And it was a guy who was up there, and he was all, oh, I'm really short, so I can't. And he was joking about that.
Yeah,
and
moment.
Then he began, and my ears perked up when he said I'm very short. And then he started talking about being gay. And then he started talking about being sober and being gay. And I was just waiting for him to say, and I'm into older, shave-headed men. Because he had, like, hit, like, every one of my, you know, things.
Yeah.
Like,
you should have shot your shot. I mean,
you never know. And then I left too quick, but I was going to, like, you know.
As you do.
Let's get some coffee, Steven.
If you're listening.
Actually, why don't you come on the show?
I know where he works if you really want to stalk him.
Have him on
the
show.
Let's share it on the radio. I mean, the podcast.
No, Moman's a fantastic performer. He had a great set there, too. You know, like being it was a tribute to Jenny, who, you know, the comic performer and our comic wrangler in Mary Anarchy's past for many years. It was really nice to have the friends come out and
I miss her.
Those tribute sets.
I would love to have gone to that, but I'm practically a vampire. Nothing's taken my blood or anything, but I sleep during the day. But I miss Jenny, I miss Jubs and all you guys. I can remember you coming in one night and you looked at a bag of my stuff. I was about to go on for open mic. You looked down and you saw our friend here.
Yes.
Oh, you saw our friend here. Scully, Henry, or whatever name, dear. Yeah, you can read Scully. That
okay.
I raped a friend of Helena's. Look at me now.
Oh,
bad things happen when you rape my friends.
Very good,
indeed.
So don't rape anybody. Really, don't.
Holding
a
skull.
You're a good friend to have. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Those who are listening.
Okay. Yes. And in the interest of paranormal and new age stuff, I have these. These are priority cards.
Oh,
now,
man.
Anybody that knows me knows that, I'm not going to be doing the traditional tarot reading.
I don't think a lot.
But this is a little thing. You just cut and you find out what your priorities are. Well, you have one for spirituality. We got one for travel or whatnot.
Okay.
And with the dark power of our friend Scully here, anybody can come up and discover something about themselves like you do with the tarot reading. You just cut them wherever you want. Would you like to cut them?
Yeah, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Rick, did you want to come in here and get in on any of this action?
Oh, I'm loving being like the audience where I can't see what's going on, but I'm just envisioning it in my mind.
So Patrick has gone up, Patrick, and chosen
is,
a card.
This is the card you cut to. This is the card you cut to. This tells you what tells us what your priorities are, according to Scully.
Tell us.
We've Scully. Got we've got a skull with words and
sex.
Okay, all right. And Patrick, remind the audience of how old you are.
I'm going to turn 32 this month.
That aligns.
Okay, fair.
That was fascinating.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Do we all get to pick
Moving
one?
On. No, like that's it. That's the whole bit right there.
That's it.
Well, are we going to
Thanks, Scully. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we don't care about Scully. Fuck him. He's a rapist.
Scully, you should
have
done.
Are we going to have another couple of songs? What or what are we doing?
Yeah, maybe one more song to close out.
But before we do that, I just want to say thank you to Shims. We forgot to do that.
Yes.
Holy shit. Shims pulled through. They did a bunch of cool shit for us. They stayed open when they didn't have to. And they
Alon
like,
and the, both Shims yes. and the stat Nick, the other bartender yes. who was there as well throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And then also like all the volunteers who yeah. jumped in.
Raj and Quentin.
Like Raj both and Quentin Ryans. Made you, that sound thing yeah. happen. You. McCoy. Yes. Blast from the past, from the old Jub Jub's day. Ryan McCoy came in and really was a clutch helper.
Patrick came, although he was yeah. not needed. They had everything
under
control.
I just fucking stood around and enjoyed the show. It was great.
Good.
Doing some recording, some documenting.
Yes.
No, thanks for being there as backup. Like that, like redundancy is awesome.
We didn't think we were going to have enough volunteers, but I knew it was going to be a Merry Anarchy thing. It was like people were going to show up and jump in where they needed to jump in. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So great. So great.
I'm always blown away by who comes out, how much help is given.
And I love Shims. I love Shims. I think that's a great venue, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's such a cool venue.
The Jubs vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we can massage this and work with it now that we know what we're doing. It'll be a bigger and better show next year.
I hope we have more Merry Anarchies there and more shows there
mm-hmm.
at Shims. Yeah. Hit them up.
Good spot.
Yeah.
Well, right on, you guys.
That's my piece.
Right on.
And again, just thank you so much, everybody.
Yes.
My first year wrangling the show. It's harder than it looks.
Yeah, it takes a lot of your.
There's more. There's like, I mean, I know how to run a show, and I know how to run a little parts of, you know, help you out and stuff. But to be where the buck stops.
What, were there 19 bands or some shit? Like, I mean, that's a
well,
lot.
Well, with the comics
and everything. Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
that's a lot. It's a lot.
And I couldn't have done it without you, too.
Well, like, I couldn't have done it without you because I was kind of flaky towards the end there for personal reasons. But I come in where I'm needed.
But no, we divided the labor. You clutch pulled some stuff together.
Play to our strengths.
Exactly.
That's why we work well together.
Thank you, Reno. Every year you amaze me with how much you love yourself.
just bringing it full circle, I know.
are there any shows coming up?
I don't have anything really. Oh god, well no, it's too late because tomorrow night is actually a mad ball with Vampirates. But this won't be out by then. Which would be cool.
I'm having dinner with Margie Ford next weekend, but that's not
that should
like,
be great.
A public event.
Oh, we can't come.
No,
what the hell?
That's
where's that going to be at?
Lovely
what time?
Dinner party. It's going to be at the Virginia Lake State Park.
Okay.
What's
the cover?
Bring some charcoal and ice. That's
bring
all
some
we ask.
Bread for the ducks. I have a thing on Saturday.
Fruit.
How on earth did I fucking almost let this pass by me? So the Scattering Deadly Gallows and Inpatient are playing at the Coffee
they
Bar
all
place.
Rip.
It's a fundraiser / food drive.
And that's on Saturday?
Yes, it's on Saturday at...
That is a worthy cause.
Doors are at 7, music at 7:30.
It's at the 4th Street Coffee Bar?
4th Street Coffee Bar. Three items of non-perishable food, you waive the ticket fee, which is only $10, or you can just donate your money and give extra money at the door, which is what I'm going to do. So, yeah.
Cool.
Fair
nice.
Enough.
I also heard there's going to be a punk rock show in the Denny's that night. One of
really?
The days. Yeah.
Like for real?
Oh, wow. Yeah, for real, for real.
Like not just an internet meme, no, yo, like, Denny's, what the fuck is up?
What the fuck is up, Denny's?
Yeah.
Like, but for real, yeah.
Which Denny's?
I'd go either way.
I think the one in Sparks. I'll have to look at the poster.
I live at the one on, by the one on Plum. I would love it if that was there. I would totally go to a show there.
Where is the Sparks, Denny's? Anybody?
I'm here advocating right now on the internet for more punk rock shows at Denny's.
It's over by the like Ramada Inn. Like,
oh, it's at
that
weird
one, that one, the Wells Denny's.
Oh, the Wells Denny's is by my house.
Yeah.
All right, we got Denny's Grand Slam, all ages with Fool Z Den.
You're joking.
Giant Skunk, free entry. Oh, fuck. This is December 13th.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
yeah, yeah.
We can't
yeah,
go.
No, that's right.
That's
right.
That's next weekend.
Music at
yeah.
8, 205 East Nugget Avenue.
Okay, so it's
yep. respect.
There's the Denny's that's
exactly.
like Glendale.
Yeah, nearly out McCarran.
Yeah, 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 right there. That weird Denny's.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There, yeah.
But that Denny's has like a bar area, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Better.
So that's why
because it caters
a show.
To the hotels right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
That sounds
yeah, there's a big
exciting.
Best Western right there.
All right, well, if you don't want to go help the needy, then go to that one.
Want to see something?
I don't know.
A really
punk rock
place.
Show to Denny's is kind of a strong pull there.
Yeah.
Like, don't feel bad for not helping the needy. That, like,
but
when
it,
is that going to happen again?
That needy show, though, those all
like
three
you
of those
can help
bands.
The needy any
you
other.
Could
I
go,
would just, I would just,
you could go to both shows.
I would yeah. like Amen. To remind the audience that I this is a fact. I have a lifetime court ordered ban from Denny's.
No, wait.
Yeah.
Is this an actual real thing?
Covered on a another podcast, right?
Yes, covered
yeah.
on another podcast.
I was there, but I don't remember. You want to say it again?
Oh, I just got arrested for stealing from Denny's.
Oh,
and then
okay.
part of
oh,
my
he dined
part,
and
of,
dashed?
Part of my sentencing was, you know, community service fine and never go back to Denny's.
Well,
ever
how
again.
Are they going to know?
They won't.
They won't. Yeah. They don't have like a picture of you. Up
they're
going to
run that credit card and it's going to flag something.
You're
corporate.
In the Denny's database.
And 2 days later, after he's eaten his meal and gone home, he'll get
cash.
A cease and desist letter.
If I do get arrested at Denny's again.
That'd
twice
be
in one
story.
Lifetime.
You're fucked.
I would be fucked.
You'd back, yeah, you'd probably see some
back
time.
To the late 90s. Back to the
you'd
late 90s.
You'd probably see like
wasn't
90
me.
Days
yeah,
in town.
Exactly.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, wasn't, yeah.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't
just
me.
Pay with
me.
Cash.
Little Shaggy.
Little Shaggy
you look
wasn't
different
me.
Now. Just pay with cash. Nobody will know.
This yeah. is exactly like when a developer promises Reno that they'll have a certain number of apartments under that'll be low income. And then they
wow.
never yeah. ever do it.
Not low enough.
And nobody ever makes them do it.
How is
it's like
though?
Us being on Mars by 2023.
Right.
Yeah.
100 units in 100 days.
Okay.
It's like the world ending in 2012.
Oh, it didn't. It maybe it did, happens. And we're all in hell.
Oh, CERN happened, and we say nothing happened, but, dude, we're in the bad universe.
We're in the bad place?
Well, no, like,
we're
when CERN happened and, like, we were split into yeah. two different dimensions, we got the sour milk dimension.
I don't know. I feel like this is a pretty good place.
Yeah.
At least the medium place.
It could be a lot worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
I think
sure.
I'll talk to Ashley. I'll talk to Ashley.
Okay.
Speaking of it getting a little bit worse, we have a song about that.
Are we going out on it?
Yeah, what's the ending song, Rory?
The first.
Oh, the first shall be first.
That literally talks about it all getting worse. So,
oh, okay.
Last shall be last.
So positive.
Thank you all for being here.
Happy birthday, Rory.
I appreciate
Happy
that.
Birthday, Rory.
Nice.
Happy
sweater.
Birthday, Nick.
Thank
Happy
you.
Birthday, Nick.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Next
and
week
Patrick.
Is
Thank
our
you.
Christmas episode. We're going to be having some warm cheer and some young children in the room.
All the fam.
It should be a good time. Hope you'll join us then.
That will be our season finale.
And it's Rick's birthday.
And
Yay.
Then we get a month off. Yeah, I'm bringing you
I'm
a present,
gonna
Ricky.
I'm going to ask Melanie if she wants to come on, because Nick is always too busy to come on with me. I have no family except for Melanie now, apparently.
Nice. We'll take it.
We love Melanie.
Barry seems okay.
Oh, Barry, her boyfriend, super, super sweet. I fucking love that guy.
We had
her,
some
so
a little verbal
repartee
at the bar.
Nice.
He seems like a fairly fun fella.
Very fun
little
fella.
Little alliteration there.
Very yeah. fun fella. They're perfect together. And yeah, I'm going to bring Melanie if she's down to come. She really liked coming on the last podcast. She
yeah, that was
to,
fun.
To let you guys know.
It's Christmas. Have her invite Barry.
Hell yeah.
Patrick, you bringing a guest?
We'll see.
Just make it a big party. We'll
make it a surprise.
Yay.
Thank Helena for coming back on
thank
the show.
My
so
pleasure.
Much.
My
so
pleasure. Many years. It's been great to
be Do you got
back.
Anything you want to plug? You got anything that you're going to be doing?
Well, we are...
We're the Mindfuckery Trio.
The Mindfuckery Trio. We're looking at different venues right now. We're rehearsing this. We're getting it polished. You know, if we're going to hell, you know, we're going to...
Fuck it.
We're going to...
Handbasket and a beer.
Handbasket and a beer, and we will be passing that information on when it's
awesome.
Polished right. and it's ready to go. We are looking at venues. We're shopping around right now. We got several candidates. Believe me, I will be passing them on when we
know. Oh, yeah, let me know.
But,
right.
Thanks for coming in and hanging out with us.
My pleasure. Many of you are going to be sharpening our pitchforks and
good.
Making
and nice
things
and pokey.
Are just
Word.
Right before we...
Nice and pokey.
Yes.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, for all of us here at the Worst Little Podcast, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and we love you. Good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.